the Island Bay situation, we've got the submissions coming in at the moment. They've had a huge, huge response from all sorts of people, including cyclists in Wellington, including, and I would say most importantly, Island Bay residents who are having their say as well. Now, you, of course, were one of the councillors when this was decided upon to put a cycleway in Island Bay in the shape that it has gone, and you were one of the councillors who voted for it. Do you, I just want to start with this, do you regret voting for it given what has happened?
No, I don't. Not at all, because I think that that's the way of the future. And everyone I talk to, they want cyclists and motorists to be separated out. So that's the way we're moving. And we, look, you travel around the world and that's where everybody's heading. The design can be improved. I think everyone agrees on that. So that's what I'm confident that we're working towards, and that's what I'm confident we'll achieve as well. And so there are some options there. There are some concerns around parking or the level of parks that might be lost. There are also some concerns around cost. But the reality is the road needs to be asphalted as well, and that's been stalled because we've been waiting for the outcome of the designs. So regardless of what you do, you're still going to spend about $2 million re-asphalting the length of the parade, which is close to about 2 kilometres. So a big chunk of the cost comes from doing that. And that's part of our ongoing repairs and maintenance, our capital improvements that we do in every street in the city. And on the parking, look, I think there's a useful solution that can be worked towards. I've sat down with groups on both sides and I'm confident we'll get there. So I'm looking forward to having this resolved once and for all come September.
I don't know if it'll ever be resolved, but when you voted for it, did you know that the cycleway at that time was going to be the shape that it was in terms of the layout that it was?
This was the first time it had been tried in Wellington and tried, I think, one of the first in New Zealand. So you didn't really know exactly how it would work, and particularly not in a residential setting. So you're relying on international best practice. You're relying on the advice of engineers. So some of them, I think the biggest change is not having that hard curb to park against. And that was one of the options we looked at, and cost was one of the things we said, can we afford to do that in the first instance? But that's why we always had the option of reviewing it in 12 months' time. And I think what we'll work towards is making sure that there is a hard curb to park against, and that'll help assuage some of people's concerns as well.
Why were residents, I hear from a whole lot of them, not given the option in terms of the four options that have been put out, and I'll get to the cost of those in a moment. Why were they not given a fifth option of saying we would like it to go back to the way it was? Because that would have been a really, really good way of appeasing residents who have just had their lives, or they feel that their lives have been turned upside down because of this.
Oh, look, I agree with that. And that's why we had a council directive that we wanted the span of options from the original through to other proposed recommendations. Ultimately, council officers have come back and said, look, they didn't think that was safe. They've made that, so they've given that kind of option, but with some improvements. And that largely,
I mean, it wasn't safe. I mean, but cycleways are like that all around the country.
Yeah, that's their view. So that's the view of the engineers. So we've got engineers that we've employed to do that, and then the council officers make their recommendations. Look, they make their recommendations impartially, but they're not ultimately the decision makers. So then it sits in the realm of the councillors. So even though we asked for that to be included as an option, they've come back and said, oh, look, we want this plus some safety improvements. But ultimately, it's our decision. It sits with us, and that's why we'll work with the community now and get a good outcome.
Okay, so if you and some of your council colleagues would like a fifth option in terms of going back to the way it was and having safety improved in terms of the way it was in the past, is that going to be an option?
Theoretically, yes, it's an option. So people are fully welcome to put what they want to in their submission. If they want to say, look, put it back, they are fully entitled to do that. That's democracy. And views won't be censored. And that would just be silly if anyone suggested that they were being censored, because they won't be. And I want to work towards, I think there's a good compromise solution there. I think there's something we can work with. The councillors are all of a view that we just want to sort it out, and I think we'll be close to unanimous.
Were you stunned at the prices that were put forward in terms of the $4 million, that minimum price tag to fix this mess, and it could go as high as $7
million? Only if you bundle up the costs of the improvements you need to undertake anyway. So actually, you've got to separate those out. And so that was probably a bit silly in lumping them together, but I guess that's being fully honest and transparent. But if we're repairing Taranaki Street and we're going to re-asphalt that, we've got a similar sort of cost.
I think what you've done just now is give Island Bay residents hope, because I don't know if too many of them knew that there was the possibility that they could go back to the way it was, given that those were the four options that were put in front of us.
And it could. And I'm not saying it will, but what I'm saying is we're working towards what I think will be a really good outcome and hopefully keeps everybody, not everybody's going to be happy. You've got the extremes at either end probably, but it's our job to keep the majority of people happy with a good workable compromise solution that makes sense.
A lot of feedback on the back of your comments, Justin, on Island Bay. Ewan says, I just had a listen to what the mayor had to say in regards to the engineers who have come up with those four options. Ewan says, well, they got it wrong the first time, clearly. What gives you hope that they will get it right the second time?
Because we're taking your advice and we're sitting down and talking to people, which in my mind just makes sense. So I've sat down with some of the councillors who would have opposed the project in the past, and they agree they want to get a workable solution. And with some of the concerned residents, the Island Bay Residents Association, and talk with cyclists and people are in favour of the project as well.
And it's working through
that solution.
Okay.
And taking their feedback on board and working towards a hybrid.
Another listener says, because the fear was that there was going to be car parks going as well, and under these plans at least 17 car parks could go, and one of them they had several dozen car parks that could go. Want to know whether you'd agree that retailers need car parks outside their business in places like Island Bay to ensure that they still have a business.
Look, it's really important to support local businesses and retailers. Look, there are questions around whether people will park outside and that's necessary for the business. For some, I think that is an issue for some dairies, but then there's also a question around, you know, more people. What you really want is foot traffic and people coming in. You want people, but you don't want to put barriers in place to give any reasons for people to not use the businesses. But I think there's a pretty workable solution there too. We've proposed, or the engineers have proposed, to demarcate the car parks or delineate them and have them all painted lines on the streets, which we've never had on the parade previously and which we might not need in the future either. And so that's the situation for 95% of Wellington streets. People park responsibly. They don't park in front of driveways because there is a legal requirement. You can't park within a metre of a driveway entrance as well. So, I mean, there's a question, do we need to delineate all those car parks on the streets? Or do we have it as it was previously without the delineation, but we make sure we improve those intersections and otherwise?